Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you on this Monday, kicking off your work week 15 minutes past the hour on this June morning. A little chilly this June morning. Now, what I wanted to mention last hour, which we did not have time to get into, but I want to get into this hour, is over the weekend we had a guest on this show who passed away at the age of 95. And you can't be upset about 95 years old. Lived an amazingly terrific life. But this was particularly one of my favorite guests. And I'll tell you why. It was Bobby Lewis. Now, Bobby Lewis passed away at the age of 95. Bobby Lewis, you might not know the name, but Bobby Lewis had a number one song on the Billboard charts in 1961. Now think of that, 1961. What would that have been? 59 years ago at this particular point. Now, the song was Tossin' and Turnin'. Now, I don't want to say Bobby Lewis was a one-hit wonder. I don't think he was a one-hit wonder. He did do some other songs. But his big hit was Tossin' and Turnin'. It was a really, really upbeat song. You cannot hear that song and not smile. It's a terrific song about not being able to sleep. And I think that the genesis of it is not being able to sleep because of a girl on your mind. But I think the song transcended that. Now, it was number one in 1961. Bobby Lewis appeared on this show on, let me get the date here right, January the 28th, 2016. So 4.5 years ago, Bobby Lewis was on this show. January 28th, 2016. And I wanted to play a little bit of that interview with the legendary Bobby Lewis because he loved this song, Tossin' and Turnin'. Now, you got to remember, Bobby Lewis 5.5 years ago, or 4.5 years ago, would have been 90, 91 years old. I'm not exactly sure when his birthday was. But this is the end of the interview with Bobby. And I want you to hear what he did. Now, remember, this is not some tape from 1961. This is Bobby Lewis, January the 28th, 2016. So let's go back in time and listen to our friend, the late Bobby Lewis. Here we go.
Bobby, I know we don't have a band here or anything today, but it's such a wonderful song, and we got to hear it earlier on. Would you mind singing a little bit of Tossing and Turning for us?
Well, I added an introduction to Tossing and Turning, and then it goes, baby, baby, you did something to me. I couldn't sleep at all last night. Boom, 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 boom. Thinking of you, do be do 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 be do. Things wasn't right. Well, I was tossing and turning and tossing. Tossing and turning all night. I kicked the blankets on the phone. Doobie, boom, doobie, dum, dum, dee, dee, dee. There you go.
That was beautiful. Bobby, I hope someday our paths cross because I would love nothing more than to see you perform that in person.
Well, I think you'll enjoy it, and I'll enjoy doing it for you, too.
Absolutely. Bobby, how do you want to be remembered years from now?
Well, by guys like you, Mr. Spears, like I'm talking to, with your enthusiastic questions and questions that bring back wonderful times, I think I'll just be, but I won't fall out and faint, I tell you that. Bobby, I've enjoyed doing the show for guys like you and other rock aficionados, or whatever what you are, aficionado.
Bobby, this has been an amazing pleasure for me. I hope we can have you back on soon and talk more about your great life and times, and I thank you very much for coming on the program today.
Okay, well, Mr. Spears, I never get tired of singing it, and I never get tired of phone calls from the DJs across the world.
Thank you so much. The amazing Bobby Lewis. Thank you, Bobby.
All right, bye-bye.
And that is how we said goodbye to Bobby Lewis on this show on January the 28th, 2016. And so sorry to hear that Bobby passed away. There's some conjecture on when Bobby actually passed away, to be honest with you. I think he passed away a couple months ago, but it was just reported yesterday. So Bobby Lewis, gone at the age of 95, but he was on this program January 28th, 2016. And the fact that he sang the song, and he would have been 90, 91 then, it was just amazing. Now, we're not a music show. This is not a music show at all. Never has been, never will be. But I've got to do this, and I'm telling you, wherever you are right now, you're going to be dancing in the kitchen, you're going to be dancing at your computer, you're going to be dancing in your workplace, wherever you are right now, because we're going to play it, with the permission of the Bobby Lewis family, number one hit on the Billboard charts, 1961. Take it away, Bobby Lewis. It is Tossin' and Turnin'. Here we go.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Kick the blankets on the floor. Turn my pillow upside down. I never did before. Because I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turning all night. Jumped out of bed, turned on the light. I pulled down the shade, went to the kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Cause I was tossing and turning, turning and turning, tossing and turning. Was striking four. I couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Cause I was tossing and turning. Yeah, tossing and turning. Day, I was a tossing.
The late Bobby Lewis with his great hit, number one on the Billboard charts in 1961, Tossin' and Turnin'. It does not get any better than that. You know, I almost wanted to dance here in the studio. That's how much that song inspires people. And to have had him on this program back in 2016, I cannot thank him enough. he was a legendary guy, and he loved singing that song. Long, you know, 1961, he sang that song for over a half century. What a thing. What a thing, the legendary Bobby Lewis. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you on this chilly mid-June morning?
Well, I'm still around. I'm tossing and turning.
Yeah, I was very upset, too. Bobby was so nice, and he sounded great. He was like 92, 91 when you talked to him. That is one of the biggest songs of all time. That song has affected music and will affect the music permanently. I mean, you spoke to Brenda Lee also. She sang I'm Sorry and a bunch of other songs that were number one for multiple weeks. So, you know, you don't just speak to politicians and actors and actresses. You talk to these famous musicians. And Bobby Lewis, what an influence. Yeah, he had many other songs, as you mentioned. Tossing and Turning is the main one. But he was quite a star, and he'll be missed. And that interview was great. I still remember that when I was listening to it that day, I was so impressed. And he was so nice and so interesting, so intelligent, and really didn't lose anything in terms of what we had to say. So may he rest in peace and be a permanent influence on the great world of music for eternity.
Well, you know what I loved? I loved that he was 90 or 91 when we did that interview back in January of 2016. But he was... And I think that interview is on the website, so WWGH...
Of course. Yeah. A webmaster would never lose an opportunity to put an interview with a big music star on the website.
So just go to WWGH1071.com, go to the Scott Spears section, and scroll down to January 28th, 2016, and you'll find Bobby Lewis.
Yeah, click on the link to celebrity interviews, because he certainly is a celebrity.
Certainly was. Now,
I've been known to pull that song off at karaoke.
Well, that's what I was gonna ask you that, Adam. You got ahead of me now. Now you have done Tossin' and Turnin' at karaoke.
Yeah, interestingly, he was talking about, you played a good segment where he talks about that introduction, and I'm not sure if you've done karaoke or as much as I have. You know, our friend Zach sometimes hosts karaoke, and I've been to his karaoke and multiple other ones, and who knows where I've lost count of the number of cities and companies that have put it on. But sometimes they include that beginning, like I couldn't sleep at all last night, and that little story that he was talking about. Sometimes they include that, and it depends on the arrangement. And, of course, you know, being an audio engineer of sorts, I take a look at the equipment and the acoustics of the location, so that all affects how it sounds. Of course, how drunkly the audience is, that also is a big effect. But it's a good song to sing because it's short, it's upbeat. And it's not something, it's like, I also sing We Are the World a lot. No one ever sings that except me. You'd think people would. It just, I like doing, you know, I like to do different voices. So I like to do the Kenny Rogers, even the Michael Jackson and Cyndi Lauper, and of course the Bob Dylan, I can pull that one off. So you know, if I can break into a Dr. Ruth imitation in half a second, I can certainly pull off We Are the World. So those are just a couple of songs, interestingly, both being huge hits that no one ever really does except me. Which I don't really understand, but I kind of take it as a compliment.
So you have karaoke to this song, Adam?
Yeah.
Now, do you know the song, or do you have to look at the lyrics when you're karaoke?
I know most of the lyrics.
I'll tell you what,
it's a short song, too.
Well, I tell you, in tribute to Bobby Lewis, do you want to give us a little tossing and turning right now?
If you want to hear it, sure. Let's go.
You're going to do the intro?
I want to let you know also that on my show at 10 o'clock, I'm also singing happy birthday to someone who celebrated a birthday yesterday. You don't want to miss that one, because that'll really be good.
Let me give you an intro here, Adam.
Okay,
get ready.
Go ahead.
Brace yourself. Here we go. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lubb coming up this morning at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on this station. But right now, yesterday, we lost a legend in the world of rock and roll. Number one song on the Billboard charts in 1961. Guest on this program, January the 28th, 2016. Bobby Lewis passed away at the age of 95. And now in tribute to the legendary Bobby Lewis, a little karaoke of his number one song, Tossin' and Turnin', going back more than 59 years. Here is Adam Lipp. Go ahead, Adam.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just thinking of you, because I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turning all night. I met the milkman at the door. I kept thinking of you, because I was tossing and turning. But I woke up at 14 minutes after 8 to listen to the Scott Spears show, because it's just so good.
Oh, that's good, Adam. That's good.
So anyway, Scott, yesterday there were two birthdays. One is someone who, and she's a lady in every sense of the word. You probably know who I'm referring to. A regular guest on your show, one of my personal favorites in the entertainment industry. Of course, the other person was Donald Trump. I'm sure you know that. But you know who else had an 89th birthday yesterday, right? Someone who's been on your show a lot.
No, who's that?
I'll give you a hint. Nick Jefferson!
Marla Gibbs. Marla Gibbs.
Yeah, one of my personal favorites. Wonderful actress. And, you know, tell us someone who still looks pretty good and sounds perfect. So, yeah, she 89 yesterday, and, of course, the Donald, 74. So, kind of a big couple days for milestones. I mean, Bobby Lewis, not a happy milestone, but 95 years old, and a musical legend who's influenced so many artists.
He certainly has, and that song will go on forever and ever and ever. So he will be around forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, sometimes the legacy that these artists have. Because you said, look, that tune is interesting. It combines so many of the musical styles that we had in that time. You know, it was a little bit of Elvis and kind of that rockabilly. Upbeat R&B, influenced by the Philadelphia sound, and Motown certainly were influenced by that type of music. Yeah, it's upbeat. It's kind of a rock song, too. So sometimes this takes 2 or 3 minutes, Scott, of musicianship and performance to make an impact on the world. And I think that song pretty much does it.
And you and Mike Wilson karaoke'd Charlie Everest's theme song the other night at the anniversary party.
That was just too much fun, Scott.
One thing I've
kind of been doing in the last week since they've opened up is gone to Chinese buffets and to karaoke. And every place you go to is a little bit different. It's very interesting. There's one Chinese buffet. It's kind of located between where I live and where the station is. And they have the same type of policy and procedure that they had before this situation started. Another one, they're like Golden Corral. They just serve you the food, but it is all you can eat. Other ones either aren't open or they just have menu. So it really is unclear exactly what the procedure is. And the professor and I are going to talk about that in the next hour. And karaoke also. There's one company in Columbus, and I made a pretty strong comment on their Facebook page that they're requiring masks when singing. And I don't understand how a mask and singing can possibly go together. As an audio engineer also, Scott, that your mouth kind of has to be open, not have any obstructions to talk, let alone to sing. So I made it pretty clear that's going to be their downfall. The company the karaoke place that I usually go to, they say masks encourage, but I get to find a person wearing one while singing. People that come into the bar wearing a mask, probably because they took an Uber where you have to wear a mask, or at least you're supposed to, they take it off to sing. So good luck with that is about all I have to say. Scott, what do you think about the mask policy at Cedar Point and Kings Island? Do you think that people are actually going to keep them on when it's 90 degrees? And when you go to a roller coaster, what happens if the mask falls off and lands on somebody?
Well, I think the employees are certainly going to try to enforce it, and I don't know. I think it's a mess waiting to happen. I don't know. I just think it's not going to go. I think a lot of people just aren't going to go.
Yeah, you're kind of along with me. I mean, what happens if it flies off? And the issue is all the germs are going to, as I've talked about, I mean, all the germs are just going to be scattered. So it's not really well thought out. And especially, again, on being in a bar or a shopping mall is one thing. And make jokes about how you drink your beer if you're wearing a mask. Well, I guess you can take it off, but that's kind of productive. But if you're flying around on a roller coaster, and a lot of the masks just fit loosely over the ears, that's a situation waiting to happen. I'll be interested to see exactly what occurred. I think they're going to rely on policy. It'll be like most other places, masks encouraged, but not required.
I think we'll have to see how it all shakes out, but people can listen right after this program this morning.
Yeah, maybe you can have invite someone who's been to Kings Island or Cedar Point on the show to talk about what it's like. I'd be really interested. I just got fascinated by what would happen.
It could be fascinating, that is for sure, but Adam's show will be on after this one this morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, and then replays of that show every Tuesday and Thursday, 2:15 until 3 p.m.
Glad you enjoyed my so-called performance, and we'll talk to you again soon.
That was good. Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye. A little karaoke of Tossin' and Turnin' this morning. Now, does anybody have any memories of the Bobby Lewis song Tossin' and Turnin', 1961, number one on the Billboard charts? That was a big, big song. And we were so happy to have Bobby Lewis on this show back in 2016. Also, Father's Day gifts. We were talking about that. Father's Day is Sunday. Do you have any good ideas for Father's Day gifts? Have you gotten a Father's Day gift in the past that you did not like? Have you gotten a Father's Day gift in the past that you did like? Let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you, but that was our... we have to... that was funny. Just read something. We have to... had to pay tribute to Bobby Lewis this morning. Now, also, does anybody know what's going on here on Center Street from, what is it? Papa John's down to State and Center. What is that road construction all about? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. It could be everybody sleeping in this morning. You know, it was one of those mornings where people did not want to get out of bed. That was a thing this morning. I'll say that for sure. Oh, you know, here's something interesting. Over the weekend, I did a Facebook Live, and I had not done one of these in a while. And I have a new camera now. I'd had so much trouble with the old camera, I finally broke down and got a new camera. And I like the new camera, although, for some reason, apparently there's some kind of a green tint to the video. But I ended up doing like an hour and 10 minutes, and I had no plan on doing that on Saturday night. I was just going to get on and see if the camera was working, and maybe if a few people were watching, I would answer a few questions, and that would be that, and I'd be in and out. But boy, it ended up being an hour and 8 or 9, 10 minutes, something like that. You know, I might do another Facebook Live tonight. I used to do them on Mondays, and then we kind of got out of the habit of that. It was supposed to be Monday 1 week and Wednesday the next week. But I like that. I like Facebook Live. I like the immediacy of that whole thing. I think it's fun. I think it's interesting to get people's questions immediately and you can answer them. I think it's just a fun medium to be on Facebook Live, obviously on the internet, on the social media. So maybe I'll do another one of those tonight. I had a lot of fun with that on Saturday night. And I kept thinking, who is paying attention to this on Saturday night? But quite a few people were. So I appreciate that. We got quite a few questions. Now, what else do we got here? Have you heard about this, that a lot of people now are not... Well, I just got word that... my audience of Facebook Live people, I'm lucky to have them because they have no life, apparently is what is going on. But no, they have lives. They're busy, busy folk. They just stop when I hit the Facebook Live because it's so highly fascinating. That's what happens. That's the real story behind it. Okay, what else do we have here? Have you heard that people are afraid to leave the house now? Since this whole coronavirus thing happened. And they're not afraid to leave the house because of coronavirus. It's because they're just staying at home all the time. They're working from home. They're living at home, obviously. And all of a sudden, they have a fear of leaving the house. There's actually a whole disease. Of course, we have to create another disease. There's a whole mental disease that they have come up with. It's got a name. Isn't that nuts? I forget. It's like an acronym. I'm trying to remember what it's called. But have you found that since you have had to stay home more for whatever reason, that maybe you don't go out as much anymore? Is that a thing? 740-383-9944. 40 minutes past the hour. Big 40 minutes past the hour here. Oh, by the way, you know, I did not do any fishing this past weekend, although that is a big thing on my plan now. And maybe I'll do... It was too cold this past weekend anyway. I know for real fishermen, it was not too cold. But maybe this weekend I'll take another fishing trip, because I really liked the last one. I had a lot of fun with that. I don't know where I need to go. To the Tallgrass Trail is really where I need to go. So maybe I'll get out to the Tallgrass Trail. Or the drive-in, which I have not done at all, and I think they're still showing Grease and Ferris Bueller over in Kenton, and that would be a great drive-in to go to. So if they're still showing Grease and Ferris Bueller this weekend in Kenton, I might have to go over there, because I meant to go 2 weeks ago. I did not end up going, so this weekend might be drive-in weekend. And I have to, I have to pare it down to the night I'm going to go. I know most drive-ins are open on Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. Well, I can't really go on Friday night, because we do a show here on the station. And then on Sunday night, you know, I have to get up to come here on Monday morning. And heaven knows we don't want to prolong that any. So maybe this weekend will be drive-in weekend. Wouldn't that be a lot of fun? I love the drive-ins. I haven't been since... Who Flung the Chung. So I need to get out there and do some to drive-ins. Get out to the drive-ins. So maybe that'll be this weekend. Grease and Ferris Bueller. What a double feature that'll be. But I also know they're doing drive-ins all over the place now. There's a drive-in in Mansfield, a drive-in in Kenton. But I also understand they're showing drive-in movies in the parking lot of JCPenney down in Polaris. I think they're doing it at the... Zoo now. They're showing drive-in movies. It's become a thing. What now? What is this going on here? See, I don't understand Footloose. Now, Footloose, I don't think I've ever seen that movie. What was Footloose about? I've heard the song Footloose, but I don't know what Footloose is about. You know, as I've told you, sometimes there's little conversations going on the side over here that I have no idea what people are talking about. So I don't know. Some conversation on the side over here about Footloose right now. I don't know if it's about the movie. I don't know if it's supposed to mean something else. Well, I know Kevin Bacon's in Footloose. I've seen or heard about Footloose, but I don't know why there's a conversation going on about Footloose over here. That's what I don't understand. Footloose was a very popular song. How did that go? What if we can get somebody to karaoke that one in? The old Footloose song. I wonder if that's a popular song at karaoke. Footloose. Okay, somebody didn't know it was the old one as the drive-in. I don't know what that means. It was at the drive-in. I don't think Footloose was at the drive-in. I think Grease and Ferris Bueller were at the drive-in. I don't think it was Footloose. Grease and Ferris Bueller, not Footloose. I could not figure out where Footloose came from. Now, if somebody started quoting Grease songs... Now, I bet Grease songs get karaoke'd a lot. I would put money on that. Apparently Footloose was at the drive-in. I don't know what drive-in that was, but that's cool. Footloose at the drive-in would be a good movie. But if the Ferris Bueller Grease thing is still going on, I might have to take a trip to Kenton. Kenton's not that far away. And Kenton's a unique little town. You know, you have the ice cream place over in Kenton. It's a place to go. That might be worthwhile this past weekend. And the drive-ins don't start till late, which I really like. They don't start till like 9 o'clock at night. So you go and you see your two movies and you have a good time and you really enjoy yourself. Drive-ins should not have gone... by the wayside. Okay, wait a second here. So, I'm getting some word here. Kenton is playing Grease Saturday night. Grease, Saturday Night Fever, The Goonies, and Vacation. Well, what happened to Ferris Bueller? Because I think they have two screens over in Kenton. So, one screen is showing Grease and Saturday Night Fever, and the others is... I like Goonies. The other one is doing Goonies and Vacation. Is that it? Did they do away with Ferris Bueller over in Kenton? Because that's what they had been showing the last couple weekends. Maybe they wore out Ferris Bueller. I could not remember the other night. What is the girl in Ferris Bueller? What's her name? Jaws and Jurassic Park this weekend. So they are changing. Jaws and Jurassic Park over at the Kenton Theater. And apparently Footloose was going on over in Mansfield. So movies galore all over the place. I'll have to find a drive-in theater this weekend where there's a movie that I want to watch. The girl's name. There's only one girl in Ferris Bueller. You know, it's Ferris and his friend, and then the girl that they get out of school that they go around with that day. What is the girl's name in Ferris Bueller? There's only one girl in Ferris Bueller. What girl? There's only one. Oh, she has a weird name in the movie. That's it, Sloane. That's her name. Was her name Sloane? Is that? Yeah, I think that's right. Oh, my goodness. The things you learn on this program every morning. Go ahead, caller.
Sloane Peterson.
Sloane Peterson. Now, wasn't that a great movie, Ferris Bueller?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favorite line from it? A lot of people...
Not quite as good as, like, let's say, Dirty Dancing.
Oh, man. If they show that movie at the drive-ins, they'll close them down again. There'll be another 30-year history without drive-ins.
Oh, I don't know why people keep saying that it's making a comeback for some of us, myself included. I never quit going to the drive-in. I've been doing it all along.
Well, I think it's because there aren't a whole lot of people there. The last time I went to a drive-in, and I will admit it's been a while ago, but I parked next to somebody on a motorcycle, and then I think the people next to me, I don't even think they had a car. I think they were sitting there with like a transistor radio on a blanket. Which is fine. It just really looked like the drive-ins had taken kind of a dump. But now I hear these places
are
packed.
Well, Scott, if you're with the right person, the movie's the least of your concern.
Is that what's going on at the old drive-in? Oh, no. Watch out. You got to watch out. Watch what you do with the popcorn.
All right. Toodles, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, man, what people are doing at the drive-in theater. Holy mackerel. Life does move fast, that is for sure. Yeah, the girl's name was Sloane, which is such an odd name. I've never heard that name used in the history of life. Now, see, that would not be my favorite name, Sloane. Now, I don't even remember what actress... What was the name of the actress that portrayed Sloane in Ferris Bueller? I don't even remember. That is such a cult movie now, Ferris Bueller. I don't know how well it did at the box office when it was out, but it's certainly been played for years and years and years ever since. So, yes, it was Sloane. That was the name. Sloane was the girl's name. But Sloane is certainly not my favorite name for a girl or a guy. Although that could be one of those transitional names. Sloane could be a guy or a girl, I guess, if you really thought about it. So I'll have to look into drive-ins this weekend and see what drive-ins and movies are being played for the upcoming weekend here in the Central Ohio area, as it were. Mia Sara. That was the actress's name. Mia Sara was Sloane. What happened to her? I don't think she worked any more movies. Mia Sara. Never heard of that name. since apparently Ferris Bueller. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open if you have anything to add to this conversation. 740-383-9944. Now, here I bet Mia Sara thought she was going to have this big, great career after Ferris Bueller, and then it all went down the tubes. And she was really one of the biggest parts of that movie, so that kind of stinks for her. I feel bad for Mia Sara. Okay, what else do we got here? You know, I wrote something down here, and I have no idea what... I have no idea what I was talking about when I wrote this down. Oh, well. Anywho, do people know what is going on out here on Center Street? Do you know what the construction's all about? Because I certainly would like to know what that's all about. 740-383-9944, or do you have a good gift idea for Father's Day? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What kind of traffic issues are being caused out here on Center Street because of this work? Do we know? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. It's interesting how these actresses are in these movies and they're such big stars when the movies are big and on and ready to go, and then all of the sudden they go right by the wayside. It's all over. Their careers come, their careers go. It's kind of like the milkman. The milkman came, the milkman went. What time frame did milkmen stop coming? You know, that used to be a big thing. That's how it made it into the Bobby Lewis song. But I don't know what happened to milkmen. It's a bygone thing now. You won't see a milkman anywhere. Look all around as much as you try. You'll never find a milkman. You know, I made some bratwurst over the weekend, and we've talked a lot on this program about bratwurst, which I think it's called bratwurst, because I think that's the German derivation pronunciation of it. I think it's bratwurst. I don't think it's bratwurst. Now, how do you cook your bratwurst? Here comes a phone call. Let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Sorry, Scott. It's me once again, but I had to chime in. You've heard the expression, the more things change, the more they stay the same, of course. And the milkman or milkwoman, I guess they have milkwomen also, would be a prime example. Yeah, we haven't had a milkman probably since Bobby Lewis sang that song. I mean, I would think probably around 1970 is when the milkman and milkwomen found other employment. But now we have grocery delivery. I mean, we didn't really have that. So now Kroger and Walmart and those places deliver groceries, and of course that would include milk. Just hope the delivery person keeps the milk cold while it's being transported. So we don't have the traditional milkman or milkwoman, but we have people delivering groceries, which is really the same thing. It just, you know, life goes in circles, and now we're going back to stuff we had two generations ago, just in a different form.
You know, Adam, I hate to bring this up. I know it's a little bit off the topic of milkmen here, but people are saying they boil their bratwurst in beer. And I have said for years and years and years after my trips to the Bratwurst Festival that I have been told from bratwurst aficionados that you boil the bratwurst and drink the beer, that boiling them in beer does nothing to them.
You really shouldn't. Beer is supposed to be kept cold. It'll spoil. It has bacteria and stuff in it that affects the taste and affects the consistency. So, I mean, I think it's beer battered, like you can buy beer battered meat. But the boiling, beer is supposed to be cold. So I didn't really understand that myself. I'm kind of trying to use my chemistry knowledge there. So, because beer is a real interesting substance, as is milk. So
do you boil yours in beer?
I'd go to Schmidt's. Whenever their Schmidt's and their wonderful buffet opens, I'll go back up there probably and eat the bratwurst. I'm not quite sure how they make it, but it sure is good. But, you know, what they do is probably some old family secret.
Well, I thank you for calling, Adam.
Scott, did they ever have milk women? Were all milkmen men? I kind of, you know, kind of think about that.
Oh,
because we have delivery drivers are male and female, but would there, you know, could a woman be a milk woman or a milk person? What do you call a female milk person?
You know, I don't know. I'm sure it happened.
Okay, just it sounds like something Jerry Seinfeld would say, but he and I have a similar sense of humor, so I was just kind of thinking about that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Adam.
Have a nice day, Scott.
All right. Adam, show on after this. Now, we have about 5 minutes left. Now, I have people complaining right now about bratwurst and bratwurst. We've tipped off now the bratwurst debate. Should you boil them in beer? This becomes a thing. It's a huge thing. Here we go. The phone calls are coming in now. Go ahead, caller.
Adam's wrong about the beer. If you go to Germany, they drink it room temperature.
A room temperature beer. Well, that yeah, they do have a different way.
Wrong and never get drunk. Because the chilling of the beer that makes you drunk.
Now, do you boil your bratwurst in beer?
I have. I've done it both ways.
No. Well, hey, thank you for calling.
Aye.
Now, remember, though, I was told, and this is not my thing, but I was told by bratwurst aficionados that you boil the bratwurst, you don't boil it in beer. Boil the bratwurst, drink the beer. Now, we're getting people complaining here. Now, tell me what the difference is. Now, see, because the listening audience wants to know. Phone lines are open here for about 4 more minutes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I have been told, and I agree with this, I don't think you should boil the bratwurst in beer. I mean, you can do it if you want, but I don't think it's going to change anything. I don't think it's going to change the flavor. I don't think it's going to change anything. There is no flavor change with boiling bratwurst in beer. Nothing happens. Now, you do put mustard on them, and you do put Worcestershire sauce there, and then you do put, I believe it's onions. I believe that's what rounds out a bratwurst. But you don't boil them in the beer. Now, does anybody want to contradict me on this? With 3 minutes left to go, I'd love to hear your opinion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tell me about your beer and your bratwurst and what exactly that is supposed to do to the bratwurst, because my contention is it doesn't do anything to the bratwurst. What do you think? 740-383-9944. It's one of those myths that has come down through time. Like, if you eat before you go in the pool, you're going to get a cramp. That doesn't really happen. That's a myth. I don't think people know that. Now, don't go eat and then jump in the pool and then blame me for getting a cramp and sinking to the bottom. But I have been told that that is actually a myth. And I think the same thing goes for boiling the bratwurst in beer, because everybody does it, but I don't know that it actually changes the taste at all. You know, if you try the bratwurst in the beer, and then you try a bratwurst without boiling it in beer, you're pretty well going to have the same taste. The taste of the bratwurst is the taste of the bratwurst. Bratwurst has its own unique taste. Has anybody heard anything about the Bratwurst Festival being canceled? We certainly know the popcorn festival's canceled. The Bratwurst Festival usually comes earlier, comes in August. I haven't heard anything about that yet. Let me know if you know anything. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. About a minute and a half left in the broadcast today. Do want to let everybody know that Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp follows this show this morning from 10:10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And then we've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And then the Mike Wilson Show, and I believe Diane Watson is the guest today, 5:10 until 6 p.m. on this station. So you've got Adam after the show today, then you've got Linda Sims at 4, and you've got Mike Wilson at 5. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, when you cook the bratwurst in beer, it actually does change the flavor. It's just like cooking something with wine. You cook with wine, it changes the flavor. The alcohol burns off, of course, but it does change the flavor.
Well, it's interesting because that's what I had always heard. And then when I went and did the Bratwurst Festival and talked to the people who run Carly's, they say there's no difference at all.
Well, they're wrong.
Just plain wrong over there. I'm going to have to talk to them again because people are very... What flavor do you think it gives the Bratwurst?
It just changes the flavor of the Bratwurst. It's when you cook the beer, it changes the flavor of the beer, so it changes the flavor of the Bratwurst.
Well, that's interesting. So does it give the Bratwurst a more... a stronger taste than it normally would have?
Yeah, kind of a, you know, more robust, kind of brings out the flavor of the Bratwurst better. It's like when you add salt to something.
Huh. Well, it's interesting. It certainly is a debate. Maybe we'll figure out tomorrow what exactly beer is supposed to do. Do you have to use a certain type of beer in the Bratwurst?
Well, whatever kind of beer you like.
Whatever kind of beer you got on hand.
Some people add, you know, dark beer, and some people just add regular beer. But
oh,
it's just like wine. You don't cook with wine that you wouldn't drink.
Well, that's true. You're exactly right. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Hey, no problem.
Bye-bye. And do want to let you know, we just got an update here that here's a double feature for you over at the Mansfield Drive-In this weekend. E.T. and Back to the Future. There's two movies you wouldn't want to miss. Now, that's in Mansfield. We don't know about Kenton yet, but maybe I'll be taking Back to the Future. Such a good movie. E.T., give or take, but who knows? Maybe we'll head over to the drive-in this weekend. E.T. and Back to the Future. That would really be good. All right, we're done today. Adam coming up next, Linda Sims at 4 p.m., and Mike Wilson at 5. Stay tuned. One day this week, I think she was on. And she gave a quote to one of the internet sites that says the first time she was there, she really liked Whoopi Goldberg, and this is her quote, Snooki. The person who wasn't nice to me the first time on The View was Joy Behar. I was in the bathroom, and she goes, why are you pretending to be Italian? I don't get it. She was so nasty. Is that accurate? Do you like, don't